In the blessed and holy name of Jesus, amen. Well, today ends term 2 of the summer session. Today is the first day of the last month of summer languages. Today is Friday. Today a number of vicars-to-be and pastors-to-be leave campus for a year or for a lifetime. In our number, some of us are likely exhausted, some of us energized, some of us relieved, some will mourn, some may bristle with impatience, all of us, some of us excited, some of us will be almost all of the above, all at once, full of lots of thoughts and feelings and anticipations and remembrances and fatigues and fears and hopes. It is a good thing, therefore, at this time of end for many and transition for us all, at this time of the multiplicity of human experiences in this place and with us, these folks together, to attend to the reading and the hymn appointed for today, both of which have already been part of our worship. The whole creation, in particular the community of the saved, are called upon to offer themselves and open themselves in praise to God. The whole creation, in Christ we know it is redeemed and reconciled to himself, opens up to praise God. The hymn picks up the theme of Psalm 145, verse 10, all your creatures praise you. Or another translation, all your works shall testify to you. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voices and sing. Burning sun, silver moon, rushing wind, breezes soft, clouds, rising morn, lights of evening, flowing water, fire, mother earth, fruits and flowers, everyone of tender heart, and even death, all things rise up. Let all things their Creator bless and worship God in humbleness. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and sing. Book reports and special projects, examinations given and to come. The third declension, known as the third declension from Hades, I understand. Construct chains, cal perfect and imperfect, deadlines imposed by self and others, rooms too warm or too cold, relationships made and relationships ending are all together, human thoughts and feelings. Let all things their Creator bless and worship God in humbleness. Samuel Terrien says of the psalmist, on the whole, he prayed and begged more than he praised. He lamented and confessed more than he thanked. He queried and complained and even cursed more violently than he blessed. He argued and meditated more obstinately than he adored. Perhaps we do too. I do. It is altogether too easy for me to get caught up in the struggle, to get sucked into the pain, and abandon the praise. David points us, even when we stumble or bow down and cry for help in the midst of hardly knowing where to turn, David points us to God, who in all God's promises keeps faith and is unchanging in his works. You open your hand and satisfy every living creature with your favor. The Lord is near to all who call on him. All your creatures praise you, O Lord. God's nearness to us is seen most wonderfully in the work and person of God's Son, who brings life and salvation, even in the midst of all of our troubles, praising God. Even when we fail to praise, God in Christ never stops being faithful. Even when we get caught up in the struggle and sucked into the pain of abandoning the praise, God in Christ never stops being faithful. Even when we stumble or bow down and stumble again, when we are agitated, depressed, or anxious, when we are ill, overworked, stressed, overwhelmed, when we get confused about what word is conjugated when, under what circumstances, God in Christ never, ever, ever, ever stops being faithful. That's why praise is always appropriate. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, long-suffering and ever faithful. The Lord is good to all. His compassion rests upon all his creatures. All your creatures praise you, Lord, and your loyal servants bless you. Amen.